to the Midnight Musings podcast, we have an episode for you. Because listen, I'll be quite upfront with you guys. We have not gone this intense before. All right. Usually we kind of steer a little away from the politics stuff, but this time we're like hammering in it. So be afraid, be very afraid. But without further ado, I have a very special guest with me tonight. Please introduce yourself. Why are you here? What are you going to talk about?
I am Kirsten. I'm a videographer based here in Las Vegas. And we're going to talk about how we are conservatives in an industry that's not so very conservative.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so like, truth be told, guys, you may not know this. Yeah, but you know, I'm as your host here, you know, I'm a conservative and I hold those values. And I love all my guests because I have so many guests. I mean, if you guys look through my galleries, there's a variety pack there. I know that a lot of people have very different beliefs than me, and I'm sure you have run into this situation as well, but I feel like as adults, we do a pretty fair job of handling it, but sometimes that's not the same case. Sometimes it's not reciprocated. So, okay, tell me, you're a videographer, you know, first of all, I guess tell me a little bit about your passion behind that, and then kind of go into some of these weird experiences that you've had.
Yeah, so I do video. I shoot a lot of marketing content for brands, companies, just in the world of creatives in general. Like, right. I guess it's especially shown in the music industry. We see a lot of people whose beliefs are just in the opposite realm, right? Right. Which is, I guess that's just how it is, I suppose. But I am definitely one of the rare ones who believes in conservative beliefs, right? It feels weird, not gonna lie. It does feel weird just because people are already presuming I have a certain belief.
Yeah, you're ethnic. You should be a Democrat.
Right, exactly. And it's weird because even without having those conversations with people, people say the weirdest things that you would then already know that they think. You believe that that you could be a Democrat or you're a liberal or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it's automatic for some reason.
Right? It's like it triggers it. So before we get too long into our awesome podcast, I would highly suggest if you guys are not really into politics that much and you want to jump to conclusions and you want to kill us on this podcast, that's okay. But I highly encourage you to take a political spectrum quiz. I took one, and it's basically places you into these things called quadrants, political quadrants. So believe it or not, it's not just left or right. It's just a whole huge, you know, variety of people's beliefs. And it's really hard to nail down what you believe and summarize it. And I don't think it's a perfect system, you know, but again, it's just another fun quiz thing. And I took one. And I can't really remember too much, but I'm a lot closer to the middle than I thought, you know, middle ground, a more middle ground. And I can't remember if I'm, you know, obviously I'm middle ground, but on the right side a little bit. And I can't remember if I'm more on the authority side or more on the libertarian side, but yeah, but I'm very close to the middle. So I was really surprised because now if you ask anyone and I explain my beliefs, it's like, oh, you're a radical right guy. So have you ever taken one of those? I mean,
I have not taken those. Now that you mentioned it, I should take one.
It's the new horoscope. You got to do it.
Right. And everyone's into those.
Right.
But I've always thought that, just because I heard this from somewhere, that there are four parties. It's usually the two ends are the far left and right.
Yeah.
And then you've got the middle ones that are not too left-leaning, but you're definitely more on the left side.
Right.
And then the other one's not too far right-leaning, but still you're more on the right side. So I've always considered myself as someone who is falls somewhere in the middle, but definitely more right-leaning.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not far right. Especially these days, though, sometimes it makes me wonder if I am far right just because of everything that happens.
Like, let me
happening.
Just, this is my real right. Character, this is my final form. Like,
although I know I'm not far right, but just with the things going on politically, it makes me sometimes feel like I'm becoming more far right.
Right? It's like, okay, if you paint me as this, like, intense, hater of people. I'm like, right. I don't know. Maybe I am.
Just because we don't hold the same beliefs.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I'm in the kind of like creative world as well, like producing and stuff. And I see exactly what you're talking about mm-hmm. people, you know, not sharing those beliefs. I mean, have you ever had a situation where, you know, you're just kind of carrying on and living your day to day and then someone just kind of goes after you for that? Or how is that?
So I had, oh my gosh, this takes me back to the shutdown.
Okay.
When things were hot on the internet.
Right, yeah. COVID.
COVID.
Oh, gosh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Now I gotta go back and I gotta censor that. You know, the thing. Yeah.
So back in 2020, when most people weren't doing anything. Most people were on the internet getting involved in all these political arguments.
Right.
Everyone was all of a sudden an expert in politics.
Right.
I actually have had people remove me from social media. And it wasn't even because I was putting anything on the internet that was very conservative leaning. I was just questioning a lot of the other side.
Right.
But that automatically painted a picture on me, I guess, that I am... I don't know. People might have called me racist. I forgot. I disregarded a lot of what people have said at this point. Because, I mean, I know who I am and I know what I'm not and what I am. So I had people, I had a couple of friends that I never thought would remove me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Yeah, I've had the same, you know, circumstance. And it's funny. It's like what's the Filipino version of an Uncle Tom? Like, I don't know. Like they really like paint you as like, you know, these, you hate your own people and this kind of stuff. It's like, I'm not just like part of like some domino thing. Like, I don't have to follow what other Hispanics follow, believe it or not. I mean, do all white people believe the exact same thing? Absolutely not.
Right.
So why do you assume that certain... you know, ethnic groups have to believe it. Is it because you've been trying to buy them out and buy out their votes? So you assume, well, we gave you, you know, enough of this of compensation. Like what are you talking about?
I think the truth is, for the most part, I mean, even with me, even if I somewhat do my own research, and for anyone that does their own research, I think for the most part, we really don't know as much as we should, and which is okay. I think politics isn't really something that we should be focused on 100%, right?
Right.
We have to live our daily lives. But because of around that time when people didn't have much to do, people just kind of get stuck on like the most reachable resources, right? Like the news, which is, as you know, fake news. There's a lot of fake things on the internet. And that's actually how I also... became a Trump supporter. I used to not like Trump.
Yeah, same.
Only because I subscribed to the belief that most people were telling me to subscribe on.
Right.
Like my, I have people from the family. I won't mention who, but
just gonna diss right now.
Right. But I definitely have family members who, before I followed Trump, they were just saying what they thought. Just from, and I really believe that this is just from the news or just the articles that they'd find on the internet. You know, anything that's very, very easily accessed and provided to the public. They would lean on those because, oh, it's the news. Why would they lie? It was always that.
Right.
Why would they put something that's false there? But then when I decided to look up everything that they've been saying, because I think there was a time where they said, Trump said something about the Filipinos.
Just anything to trigger off any group, right? And you're like, okay,
and
let's see that. Square up. Let's see Trump.
Right, exactly. But luckily I wasn't really that triggered. I wanted to research for for my own information.
Right.
And I remember looking up on the internet and I cited 10 things that this article listed.
Oh, so you actually did your research.
Awesome. I looked up every video where he said something wrong, or so they claim.
Right.
That he said this and it was really racist. He said this and it was really sexist. And so when I went on the internet, which is really not hard to do, to cite these things, right? It's really not hard to do. You've got YouTube, you've got, as long as you make sure that you watch the full version, because it's me as a videographer, I know how to skew things. Not that I do that, but it's really easy to manipulate the narrative.
It's like having the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, there's a lot of things that you can tweak on there. Oh, I love helping people. I would never hate them. And then I hate people.
Rearrange those words. Right. Exactly. And then all of a sudden, you're using the same exact footage, but now it's a totally different narrative. So that's what I did. I researched it. I made sure I watch the long versions, if not even the full versions, just to really pick up what they meant when they claimed that he said these nasty things.
Right.
And there was absolutely zero that I got.
That is crazy.
And it was mind-blowing because it made me feel sick that I have allowed other people's influences to make me believe a certain thing that wasn't even true. And it sucks because for someone like him to hold that position, I feel like
he's unpaid just being, position right, too. You know,
he's just being attacked left and right by people who are the real, I think they're the real enemies.
Right. And, you know, the thing is really interesting is, you know, I believe everyone is entitled to dislike someone. You can dislike someone. And you know what? To be honest, you don't even have to necessarily have a reason. You want to dislike someone just because you don't like their face? Cool. It's America. But when you accuse someone of certain crimes and you want punishment for those crimes and you're like, yeah, let's take $500 million away from him just because we don't like him. I'm like, hold on a second. What was the reason? You know, like, why do you want to, you know, like, corrupt the guy? Because let's be honest, like, if anyone, you know, grew up in the early 2000s, you know that Trump was hyped up. Like, everyone in, like, in the rap industry, they're like, yeah, I'm getting rich like Trump and all that stuff. They were all repping him.
Right.
Trump was all over WWE, which I loved. You know, I would see him freaking choke slam people. And I was like, oh my gosh, this rich guy just choke slammed someone. And it was the funnest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like the net effect of Trump in the early 2000s was like, yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a cool rich guy. Like, you know, read his real estate book and stuff.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like the same people that were like his friends, celebrity friends, are like, we hate the guy, dude. We don't want anything to do with him. Like,
why? Just the minute he started running for president, people definitely changed the way they treated him, which is just, I don't know. It's weird. And
Fake friends, y'all.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like, I don't know, have you ever had like an altercation where someone just would not shut up about their beliefs and you're like, I'm feeling a little oppressed right here. Yeah, spill it.
And honestly, a lot of those conversations were over the internet because I...
Digital age.
Yeah, age, right? All these Facebook debates. a lot of those conversations happened on the internet. And it just, I like a good debate. I really do.
Yeah.
But I want solid evidence of things. I really want solid evidence because otherwise the conversation's just not valuable to me.
Right.
And a lot of times I cite these evidences and people just get too emotional and lose it just because no matter what, I mean, because I can be convinced otherwise.
Yeah.
Just give me proof. Give me proof to believe that he is a fraud.
Right.
But so far, it's just always been debunked.
That you just can't pick anyone else to hate on. And it's funny because, like, you know, even when he's out of office, it's like, hey, remember what he did? Remember what he said? I'm like, well, yeah, what about you talk about, like, the current people in office right now and what they're doing and what they're kind of, like, failing to do?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, can we change the subject here? Like,
exactly.
If you are so much better off without him, why can't you stop talking about him 24/7? Like, because he gets your ratings up? I don't know.
Yeah, that, and I found it ridiculous over all of that around his time.
Yeah.
That we were just talking about the wrong things. People were so concerned about the things that were not really an issue.
So what do you feel is like an issue? Like, what's like a pain point for you that you're like, yeah, I'm like 100% behind Trump on this? And I guess maybe an unpopular opinion nowadays.
Ooh. The number one thing that I definitely back Trump up on.
Dun, dun, dun.
The border.
Ooh, the border. Yeah.
Sorry to say. I mean, even me myself, I'm an immigrant, but we did it the right way. And there's a right way to go about things. I think it's a slap on our faces when people have this, I'm not going to say that I'm not empathetic towards the people who are trying to move here, because sure, everyone who's trying to move here obviously is trying to have a better life.
And you assume they have a valid reason. It's right. Like no one just gets up out of their home and just be like, all right, I'm leaving.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Like that's a big move to come to the United States. But to go about it the wrong way and to know that there are people who did it right. Because it's a very lengthy process.
Oh, yeah.
But we did it. It was very achievable. Thank God.
Yeah.
It was very achievable. I know many people that did it that way also. I just disagree with the people that think that we should just have no borders.
Right.
I think that's very wrong. It defeats the whole purpose of having a country.
And it's like, well, why would you have government then? It's just kind of like just to say, oh yeah, that geographical area is the US, but right. Like there's no laws within it.
Right.
And I think it goes a little further than just like, hey, you made it in the US, but it's not like you're just like letting them make it in the US.
Right.
Now you are giving them tons of aid. Like right. There have been cited, you know, circumstances, videos, proof. Like if you guys don't believe us, like mm-hmm. Look it up, where people that have arrived here illegally are receiving free apartments.
Right.
They're literally like, and in the interview was asking the guy in Spanish, it's like, you know, hey, how long have you been living here? He's like, oh, I've been living here for 7 months. Do you have to pay for that apartment there? No, I get it for free. No, I get food stamps. No, I get this. And then there's like a homeless veteran there that gave who knows how many years to the country, and right. He's suffering from PTSD, right. And he's out there on the street.
Living under
on the same street. Yeah,
oh
and I'm
gosh.
Like,
yeah,
what?
That's what really irritates me. We are really putting our concerns on the wrong things. And it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yeah, we don't have unlimited money, guys. I don't know if y'all think, like, there's, I guess, blame the school system to begin with, because they're like, yeah, you know, technically you can keep printing money. That's cool. But, like, that lowers the value of your money. And that's why your money doesn't get as far. So
right. If
you are enjoying this podcast so far and you like the spiciness that we're talking about, I guarantee you it's probably going to get even spicier. So make sure that you continue watching. We're going to take a brief commercial break and we'll be right back. And we are back already. So we talked a little bit about border stuff, about being a creative and having to deal with, you know, the majority of your industry not believing the same things you do politically. But what about some fringe beliefs, right? Because I know that even though we both establish we are kind of more middle centralist people with, you know, right-leaning values, we're not necessarily far-right Nazis, as you people may accuse us of. But what are some things that, you know, I think if a Democrat or a socialist or whatever they listen to, they think that is completely insane?
That the election was rigged.
Oh, yes.
This one's tough. It's such a hard subject, but I do believe that.
Yeah.
I really think Trump had, or has actually, a great, great and big following. And if anything, it might have even gotten stronger this year.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Right? It's just very questionable if you look back at what happened, there were so many things that were just questionable. Why wasn't this working? Why was this delayed? What about this proof here where someone, because people post on social media, why
right.
are people disregarding these evidences and not investigating it to see what happened there?
But, and it's parties that don't necessarily have a lot of investment in politics. Like, it's just like some random dude on TikTok and he's like, oh my gosh, I just saw this person load a whole bunch of ballots and like they're all, you know, driving out in the middle of nowhere and, you know, and they're dumping them into this polling station. I'm like, okay, so just so you guys know, that guy is not a paid Trump supporter or anything. He's a
right.
random guy. He's probably not even that political, but
right.
he knows, you know, the election is happening
yeah.
and he thinks it's super sketch that you're getting a whole bunch of votes delivered,
right.
you know, in the middle
These
of the night.
People are doing that out of the goodness of their heart, because
right?
if you like, let's say you did not fall into any political party
yeah.
and you saw something and you felt it was wrong, regardless of who that would have been for or not, would you do the same thing? I think for the most part, people would.
Yeah. I mean, if I saw some dude like desperately doing a whole bunch of fake Trump votes, right, I would be the first person to call him out. I'm like, dude, you're out here, you know, being patriotic or whatever, and you're literally committing treason by faking an election. Like, no, you got to give it up, dude. Like, we're not going to win that way. Yeah. But it's like, people don't seem to see it that way.
Right.
And it's, so here's a weird thing too, because I've seen a lot of polls where they question whether or not people believe that the election could have been rigged. Mm. And if you look at those polls, majority of people actually say yes. Like, they confess that, yeah, not right, necessarily the entire thing was a fraud. I don't think anyone believes that start to finish. I'm sure there was some good votes rallied up and counted towards Trump, but like that there was some type of interference involved. I don't remember what the stats are, mm-hmm, and I'm not gonna be a fake person like a Democrat and like make up stats, but I do believe the majority, when it came to like yes, no, or maybe, the majority said yes.
Right. And not only that, to add to that, knowing you as someone who's in the marketing world, you look up data that's not skewed, so you're not looking at data from sources that are obviously conservative leaning. I know, right, you're looking up data from neutral resources.
Exactly. You know, looking at data point number one, number two, mm-hmm, number three, and like, did they exclude counties? Right. Or because that's the other thing too, like, people could skew, and this is getting a little nerdy for y'all, I know, but like, there's so many ways that you can skew data. Like, you could say like, oh yeah, nationwide people agree on this issue, and like, you're only asking like three states from like three different parts, and technically you could say nationwide because it's on different parts of the nation. Like, that's right, not really nationwide though.
Right.
So, I mean, that is crazy. I mean, so election wise, I mean, what do you think like has been like the most grievous thing that people have done? And then you're like, okay, like how can we fix this, I guess?
Well, you know, that's tough just because what we've seen, and I know most might think that I'm just saying this because I disagree on the results.
Yeah.
It's not so much that I disagree on the results, even though I really do disagree about what happened. It's about how things were done. I feel like it was a disservice to everyone on how things were being operated those days. And to add to that, January 6th.
Oh my gosh.
They painted such a bad picture on him. And anyone who just listens to things properly and neutrally would know that he did not cause any of those.
You mean you're telling me that he didn't wage war on his own country?
Oh my gosh, of course not.
Yeah. And there's people, I think, that just genuinely believe that.
Right.
And like, I feel bad for them. I really feel bad for them. Right. Like, you are just not good in the head. I'm sorry to tell you. Right. Like, how are you reading into this? Like,
right.
And I get like, so, you know, celebrities and political figures and stuff, people talk in double speak all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if, you know, for example, this is controversy, but it's fairly recent, right? You know, people like P. Diddy and all this kind of stuff, right? You know, they'll say double speak, you know, like, for example, when someone that's in the industry, they will say pizza or whatever. Unfortunately, a lot of times they are referencing like trafficking, like mm-hmm. buying out people and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but there was no double speak in Trump's thing, okay? Right. He wasn't like code 57. That means like, let's, you know, everyone rage and like, not right. all conservatives have this like secret language, guys. Like, trust me, like, we were watching it as well. And he's literally like, yo, go home, guys. Like, we're right, going to be exactly. safe. That's it.
I think the anti-Trump people at that time just wanted to monopolize on the fact that they were pushing their own narrative, and maybe it was to the point where even they themselves believe in their own lies. Because that's a thing. There are people right. who lie so much that to the point where they believe so much in their own lies. And it's such a ridiculous thing, but that happens. And I think that day, and I listened to his speech. I listened to the whole thing. I listened to it a few times because I really wanted to pick out what the left was talking about, and
right.
there was just nothing, zero. Again, proven over time and time, he did not say anything to make those accusations true.
And, you know, so here's a question too. So, like, if you were in your professional life or just in your personal life were to run into a person that has those type of beliefs that, like, hey, I think Trump was the insurrectionist or whatever, like, would you in your daily life like treat them differently?
No,
Right?
I have many friends who believe the opposite, and they're very open about their beliefs.
Yeah.
I treat them the same way. Do
And you
I
just live life,
right,
right?
exactly.
You know,
Exactly.
and I think that's all we can ask for, you know. So if you're a hater listening, like, cool, like, hate on it, I don't care, you know, like, trust me, this is not a multi-million dollar podcast, okay? We're just here to express thoughts, but like, please, like, be open to discourse and be open to understanding the other side and be open to, I don't know, living in freaking society because we have to live with each other. Like, I don't understand, like, what your agenda is. Like, are you trying to just exterminate everyone that has conservative values? I mean, kind of looks that way, but I really don't think the other party, you know, the conservative party would ever be that way. Like, I've never once, like, believe it or not, I never once thought in my life, like, yeah, I just want to exterminate all people that have different beliefs as me. Like, I don't get it. But on the left, like, that's exactly what it sounds like. I see it in
It
comments
feels
all the
that
time.
way all the time. Anytime there's a conversation that's about to happen, it always feels that way. And it's sad because I am a big proponent to just having an open conversation, having a good debate,
Yeah.
prove me otherwise. But so far, with anyone who's engaged in these conversations, it's always been a I'm gonna block you from now on. Not for me, but them blocking me.
And I've had that situation too, where it's like I see a lot of talent in people too. You know, I deal with like actors and models and things like that. And I'm like, hey, cool, you have really great talent. I would love to work with you on another project. I know they have completely different beliefs as me. Cool. You want to follow me? Cool, follow me. But every once in a while, I'm going to post something that's my beliefs and I'm not going to shy away from it. And I've had people to where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep that person in my back pocket. I think they have a lot of talent. I respect them regardless of their beliefs and I want to work with them in the future. You know, and then at some time passes, I post things that I like that are conservative and they're no longer there. They blocked me. I'm like, your loss, dude or girl, like, you know, you want to be a bigot using your own language. Like, you know, there's going to be consequences to it. And you know, I may not be the most connected person in Vegas, but I will definitely blacklist you from anyone that I'm associated with and just let them know, hey, don't work with that person. You know, they really
You're just
hate
burning
any other
bridges,
beliefs.
like,
Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's really sad and weird. But going back, I want to go to like the core because I think people need to understand, you know, like, first of all, what even is conservative? What does that mean? Because I feel like it has an ugly name. Like, I feel that, like, when you break down languages, like the word progressive sounds cooler, I guess. You know, it sounds like progress, right? Everyone wants progress. Like, so like the wordsmithing is pretty cool on it, but hey, whatever. I see I can give credit where credit is due. But like, I guess why at the core of it, why are you a conservative? Is it like do you have like religious values for it or like what are some things that you can piece together like in your identity? Like why is that?
So I've thought about this many times just because in language, even these words had a different meaning
Sure.
before. And I guess over the years, language evolves. Back in the day, conservatives were the good people. These days, conservatives are the bad people. I have taken this personality test where I actually, belief-wise, I am considered liberal, but I hold conservative beliefs. Yeah,
Interesting.
there's a this amazing personality test that Jordan Peterson made.
Oh, okay.
Totally, I'm
Yeah.
a big Jordan Peterson fan.
Shout out Jordan Peterson. Yeah.
Shout out to Jordan Peterson. So I think it's called understandmyself, .org or something like that. You'd
Yeah.
look for it on the internet.
Okay.
I think it's only $10, $12. Super worth it.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily all about personality tests, except for this one.
Okay.
Just because this is measuring your personality, which is connected to your beliefs.
Right.
It doesn't put you in a box, unlike a lot of other personality tests, which is what I like, because you can measure personality, you can't necessarily put it in a category, if
Right.
that makes sense.
And, you know, and personality is allowed to ebb and flow and change.
Exactly.
Like, you know, if you've taken a test and you're like, oh, I'm a hard set Democrat, and you took a test like 10 years ago, well, maybe reassess yourself and reassess your situations. You may believe things a little differently, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So how this personality test helped me kind of figure out where I fall into in that belief system is more mindset-wise, I'm a liberal, just because I'm very open. I mean, I'm into music. I'm into art.
Right, yeah, creative arts. They're called liberal arts for a reason, exactly. Because they allow you to liberate your mind. Mm-hmm. So
in that sense, I am very open-minded, labeled liberal, but I have conservative beliefs, especially when it comes to politics.
Okay.
Only because of the things I believe in. For example, oh my gosh, I could cite so many, but just as an example, I mean, I think religion is very important.
Yeah, for sure.
I found it weird when I first moved to the States. I moved to the States 10 years ago, and this was when Barack Obama was still a president.
Okay.
And I remember when I had my second job ever, and I think I was trying to greet Merry Christmas to a customer.
Okay.
And my boss immediately came up to me, ran up to me and said, I am not allowed to say that. I can say Happy Holidays. Yeah. I'm not allowed to say Merry Christmas. And that was hurtful.
Were you in hospitality? Or was
No, this was at an electronic store.
Oh, okay.
I worked for Best Buy. Really? Electronics. Yeah.
Whoa. Best Buy. Yeah. Going Best Buy scaring religion away 10
right.
years ago.
Oh, yeah. So I found it so weird, and I didn't expect that at all, just because to say Merry Christmas to anyone is coming from a good place.
Yeah, it's like you know, someone sneezes, you say, bless you. Like, right. I'm literally trying to give you good energy. Right. Like, here's my good energy.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little different than your energy, but here's my good energy. It's like, no, you can't do that.
Exactly. And coming from the Philippines, I mean, majority of Filipinos are Catholics, but we have a lot of other religions there. And I think the second biggest religion, apart from a certain type of Christian, is the the world of Islam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting.
There are a lot of Muslims, especially in the area that I lived in. And anytime they greeted me, anything that's within their world or within their Muslim type of belief,
right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like they were trying to cancel me. Whatever they're greeting me was always coming from a good place.
Yeah, you know, I feel the same way. And, you know, shout out to a lot of the Islamic practitioners that are currently, I don't remember, I think it's Ramadan, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But that's currently like in effect right now, to where they have to have certain times during their day and their work day that they can't work, and they have to worship during those times. Like, as someone that's an entrepreneur, and I do this my whole life, that is extremely hard to block away time. So, like, kudos to you guys. You know, there's a lot of love that's going out there. And I think when people think conservatives, they're like, you have to be Christian. You have to be that. No, you don't. You don't even have to be Christian at all. You just, you know, the whole concept of conservative means I want to conserve certain values that I believe are right values, mm-hmm. you know, and right as in a sense that that's like inherently right. And I think that's the main thing people have to understand, that as conservatives, you do believe, you know, that, correct me if I'm wrong, you do believe there's an absolute right and an absolute wrong.
Right.
Like, and some people are really shy to draw the line where, and mm-hmm. I don't think it's anyone's place, you know, to say like, oh, this is the line that everyone should follow.
Right.
But that's what, at the core of conservatives' belief, right? There's this certain line.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I want to keep beliefs and political practices and laws that somehow stick within that current line.
Right.
Okay? It doesn't mean red, doesn't mean blue.
Right.
Like, that's all it means. It just so happens that the party that evolved over time ended up being the Republican Party. Okay? It could have been the Purple Party, whatever party, doesn't matter. I really do not care. I'll be honest, I do not care for the current GOP party. I think it's very outdated. I think there's a lot of fakes in there. There's a lot of people that are in it just for the money. And I get it. It's just like another job, right? You're just in something for the money. I would much rather have a conservative party that actually believes conservative values.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And it's just, to me, to simplify things, it's just having orderliness.
Yeah.
I want orderliness. If you look at what's happened lately, it's the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll say this too. I would rather have a Democratic Party that actually believes in democracy,
mm-hmm.
because the other spectrum of that is communism. And guess what? The United States has never been a communist country. And communism is directly in... antagonizes against religion, because mm-hmm. it is the absence of religion and the complete overrun of the government.
Right.
And so when people say, you know, I'm a Democrat, I have these values, But they don't understand that those values are actually communist and socialist values. They're not democratic values. So,
Right.
when someone says I'm a Democrat, I'm like, do you purely believe that you have the right of choosing and a vote? Because democracy has some really great things, but modern Democrats and modern democratic beliefs is honestly, it's a lot of socialist, communist, atheist values, and I have a lot of atheist friends, and that's cool. But like, don't completely remove everyone's right to have conservative values and don't stigmatize them for it. Like if I feel that I don't want to bake a cake for you or something because I have to draw some type of thing or I have to, bake something that's against something I don't want to celebrate. That was like a very famous case where the small business owner didn't want to bake a cake for this gay couple, and like they were like demonized. I'm like, you couldn't find someone else that wants to do it? I don't get
Right.
it.
Yeah, it's really sad. What's I feel like back in the spectrum of how many other parties there really exist. I mean, I know there's two, but we could, like you
Yeah,
said,
there's a ton of
there's a
them.
ton of them. I think the far left and right have gone further left and right than ever. And I know that's been said before, but it's crazy just because I even with a couple of conversations that I've had with people who I know that are more on the left side, more left leaning. They seem to be more far left now than ever. Yeah, it's and I'm trying to have these open conversations with them because again, I want these conversations to happen because you can prove me otherwise because I could be wrong. That's my liberal side talking. That's not being conservative. It's literally my liberal mindset, my liberal the belief of being a liberal, just being open-minded that I want to be proven otherwise. I'm always open to be proven otherwise. I just haven't been proven otherwise.
And I think at the core of it, that's it. We want to be heard. Everyone wants to be heard. So let's have a mutual discourse. Let's not try to censor each other. Censoring is such a big thing. And I think we'll have to leave that for another episode. But I think, being in marketing and stuff, and being also involved in like videography, it's like, I don't know, it must feel kind of frustrating if you've ever seen your work just been heavily redacted and covered up and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. Were we trying to like, create something like, or was our whole purpose to try to like manipulate? I don't
Right,
understand.
exactly. Well, it
So,
doesn't help the social platforms are
yeah.
more left-sided.
And I hate that like social media has become like each platform has become politicized and stuff. It's like, oh, if you like TikTok, you're a communist. Like, no, I genuinely like it as a platform. It's a really good platform. And if you're a conservative, you're listening to that, you're absolutely wrong. And I'll tell you why. Actually, I spoke very extensively on it in my private broadcast or whatever, but I won't get into it now. But yeah. TikTok, if conservatives want to win the election, they got to keep TikTok. I swear, if you guys on the GOP side, if you remove TikTok, all of Gen Z and millennials will absolutely hate you, even those that are thinking about going to your side, and then they'll see you as fascist, and then you will not get the W. So, I don't know. That's it, guys. This has been great. Thank you, Kirsten, for jumping on. Looking forward to doing this
For
again.
sure.
And yeah, peace.